You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is City Manager Rory Watt, here for our daily update on COVID-19. Hello, Rory.
Hi, Shelley. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, Today was a good day. How about you?
Good. It's a little quiet on COVID-19, which I think is a good thing. So
we have no new cases. That's very good to hear. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right. No new cases today, so we're still at 14, and of those 14, seven have recovered. It's been a while. I think it's been about 5 days since we've had a case. A bunch more cases announced in Fairbanks and the Anchorage area. So we continue to watch the state and look for policy guidance. But it's for us, it's a little bit status quo. Keep hunkering down and keep doing all your social distancing and hand washing. I've been talking about face masks a bit lately because CDC and Dr. Zink put out guidance and recommended cloth face coverings, I think it's the proper term, wearing those in places where social distancing is hard, grocery stores and pharmacies. And I want to point out the purpose, because a couple of people have asked me questions about the purpose. So the purpose is that grocery stores are high interaction areas for the grocery store employees and the customers. And since the virus can spread even when you're asymptomatic, they're a risk area for the community. So the purpose of shoppers wearing cloth face coverings is to protect those workers so that they don't get the virus from their many potential contacts. But then also so that those workers don't become transmitters back to the shoppers. So I don't know that I've been clear enough on the reason why, so I wanted to talk about that a little bit. And I'm hoping you have a nice pattern on your cloth face covering that you use when you shop.
Yes, I was just fiddling with mine here that I've been wearing. I happen to have purchased it at a local boutique by the name of Trickster Company, so I'm very proud of it.
Oh, good.
I think I know the answer to this, but how often should we be changing out our cloth face mask?
Often. So they're saying every time you use them and wash them in hot water and dry them on hot. So often you should have several. And I've had other questions from people. People that want to volunteer can go to the Juno.org website, hit the COVID-19 button, and scroll down to the bottom and volunteer if you want to make face coverings. I think there are people in the community that have been wondering if they can make them and donate to grocery store workers. So the answer would be click on that volunteer button, and our volunteer coordinator will get in touch with you on that.
That's great to hear. I'm really glad that people are excited about making masks and donating them. Do you have a good resource for guidelines you'd want to follow for making a face mask?
I would check in with the volunteer one. I know that there are patterns out there, and I've seen good patterns. So I'm not sure what the best one is, but I think the volunteer link is a great place for people to go.
And what about you yourself? Do you have a fun patterned one that you like wearing? Did you get one with cats ever?
No cats, not yet. No, somebody might do that to me, but no cats. No, I've got a black one that's one of my ski masks, and then I have a nice blue and white one that somebody kindly made for me.
Cool, like a ninja.
Yeah. Hey, I have a fun thing.
Okay.
So thinking about the future, so hunkering down can be kind of boring, and we can all wonder how long this is going to go on. But the Alaska Travel Industry Association put out a video on YouTube today that is very cool. So hashtag Travel Alaska, Google Alaska Will Wait For You. And a very inspirational video of our wonderful scenery and wildlife. And essentially marketing to encourage people to visit Alaska when the time comes, because we know that'll be sometime, we just don't know when. So that's a kind of a fun thing. And if you watch that video, then you'll be reminded why Alaska is such a great place to live in.
Alaska will wait for you. I like that. Yeah, it'll be here when this is all over.
Yeah. Yes, it will. It's the mountain. The lines in there, the mountains will wait, the wildlife will wait. But go watch the video. And tomorrow, our Economic Recovery Task Force is going to meet, and one of their jobs is to coordinate with the state's economic recovery team and start to figure out things like, okay, when the tourists are ready to come here again and when the ports are open and when the ships can come, you know, what are the protocols going to be? How are we going to be able to protect our community from, you know, a lot of travel? And I wouldn't say that's anytime soon, but we need to do the work on thinking about what that might look like. So that'll be on the list of activities for the economic recovery team amongst many, many other issues.
Well, nice, I think, to be able to get a little bit of breathing room to even think about starting to look ahead.
Yes.
All right. Well, City Manager Rory Watt, if there's nothing else you need to share right now, I'll let you go and you can take a couple minutes of downtime.
All right. Well, go wash your hands and take care of yourself and take care of our community.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today, City Manager Rory Watt.
Nice. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.